In Misakim, what we saw a little bit last week, we opened up two chashim and akudis, like in Kali. First one, we opened up a major Kali stick and akudit. And besides, we saw in Chinuch, that besides the specific pu'ulois and moments and situations of Chinuch, the akudis of Chinuch, which we put a lot of concentration on, there's a whole other dimension of the sugya of chinuch, and that's the reka klogi, the general background, the general framework of the relationship of the father to the child, father and the mother to the child. Is the mizgeret haklolis, and that's really what the kesher to the father and the son is. We saw that kesher klogi, that's the second akuda, the first step, the first chelik in it, the ground floor, and maybe the ikur is takaava. That's the way it's supposed to be a keshavava. But the marachiv, that we have to realize this nekuda of the general kesher of the father, the mother to the child. It's a nekuda machras, and it's mashpia ma'oid ma'oid. It's mashpia ma'oid ma'oid on the etzem. Pulis of chinuch. It's possible to give a mashal too. If you want to be mashpia something, you want to pour something through a pipe. If you want to take a pipe and you want to pour water from one source of water into a pool, so the pipe is the way, is the oifen, is the tziner that you're going to be able to be mashpia. The kesher of the father to the child. The kesher, the etzim relationship, what that is, that's the etzim, the tziner, that all the pulas chinuchiyos, all the pulas of chinuch, all the pulas of chinuch, again, that we put so much koiches in, we mesiayitz, v'chulei, if there's no venue, if there's no oifin that it goes to, and it's not done the right way, it's not built the right way, then it's not going to go over the right way. The reka klali, the kesher klali that the child has to us, that's going to be mashpia on the chinuch. We saw that the gabe, the nekuda of ava, that it's two dinim in the chelik of ava. The child, we have to give the child ava. Wow. And the child needs to receive Ava. Mitzaratzmoy, a child needs Ava. And we saw, like we just mentioned now, that the Ava is going to be affect how the child receives everything we're saying, what venue the child receives everything we're saying. And the Gabi, that second Akuda, that's what we said, that it has to be that when the child looks at us, looks at the parents, looks at the father and the mother, his basic relationship is, the basic tfisa of us, perception of us, is a ava oyev. Ava oyev, oyev means someone loves, someone cares, someone who has concern. And this is made up of the yom yom, the moments, the general moments of the achas, that day to day, week to week. Remind me a little bit this whole musik we're speaking about. We said you have to build up a yachas, a kesher, and then you have to place the chinuch, the way we're saying, place the chinuch within that kesher. The chinuch has to be part of that kesher. So, if you want to be maimed that a little bit, you could mention a divrei chazal. Chazal b'metzia, it's a mishnah b'metzia, daf lamed gimel and aleph. Mishnah b'metzia says, you have a very famous mishnah. The mishnah says, if you have a father and a Rebbe, and they both have an Aveda, so who do you have to be Mesha first? If the Mesha of the Aveda of the Rabbi is Nevi'el Olam Haba, And the Av is Mevi'a Lo'ilam Hazeh. I use this Chazal many times. I think Chazal over here are being Metayer. There's many, many Nekudas this Chazal. Chazal are touching up what a Rebbe is and what a father is. A Rebbe is responsible for your Ruchnias. He's Mevi'a Lo'ilam Haba. It doesn't mean Olam Haba. It means everything in this world that brings you to Olam Haba. A father, and that's the state of touch of a father. The Iker touch of a father is not a Mashkiach. He's not a Rebbe. It could be grabbed. The Gemara says a Metzias, your father. It could also be a Rebbe. That's a double role. But the regular, what a father is, a father, he brings you Olam Hazeh. It means, like we saw last time, a father, a mother, is a provider for your existence, for your being and your well-being. That's Be'etzim what they are. The Chinuch, the Ruchnias, is supposed to be coupled into that Bechina, into that dimension of the father. Part of me being a loving father and a doting father is that avada, I worry about your ruchnis because that's part of Hashlomas Adam. It's part of being a good person. It's part of being a happy person. And that's how Be'etzim, that he could give a child a certain height. He's miyuchad Be'etzim to deal with things that have ruach. He's not only dealing with pashut, basic kiyum anayim hazeh kiyum. He's dealing with it. He could do certain things. But a father, and this is the unique koyach of a father, that a father and a mother could accomplish things in chinuch that a rebbe can never accomplish, is because when the child, when the relationship, the kesher of the father to the children is in the right way, and the chinuch is part of that, there is a certain powerful effect that a son rebbeim can never ever get to. There's a certain koyach. I heard from my father, this is the way, this is how you make a bracha. You can't eat without a bracha. I heard from my father that chas v'sholem, you can never touch another yid's penny. That you have to make a cheshbon 15 times before you touch someone else's money. In a certain way, the father can shtel it avek much more basic, in a much more basic, you say this dick away, that a mechanach can never have, because I heard that from the person who is doig from my kiyim. We mentioned that we have a big problem that we generally do is that we, as parents, we live like two roles. We live two hats. We know, we try to take care of them. We try to show them love. But many times, when there's chinuch moments, we jump to the second mouth with the mechanech. And by a kid, sometimes it comes out that there's like two people there. My father, my mother is like two people. There was the loving mother, and then there was the teveya. There's the one who munned me. He munned me for this, he munned me for that. Again, you're going to lose that effect. At the end of the day, he saw there was a father worried about Olam Hazeh, and then there was Mashkiach worried about Olam Haba. No. We have to shtel it avek. We have to shtel it avek. It has to be that it's one. We have to, first of all, again, shtel avek the Ava Bechlal. And then we have to make sure the chinuch is together. The mechanech shebano is a chilek. It's not two dinim. It's not a separation of religious areas and other areas. No. The chilek of the chinuch, the derecheretz, everything is all part of the ava oyev. This is be'etzim a sikum of what we spoke about last week. So ameila, shetim soleimar, this is like a major nekuda. Sometimes people, they think it's a waste of time when they're involved. Sometimes ben azmanim, ben azdarim, involved in all kinds of things, giving the kids, bathing the kids. If there's wives, the mothers, they're involved in all kinds of mundane acts. Rather, they have more of a time in that, but at fun times it gets simple. The people we're showing back now, there's not a moment in life that a person's not being Oysan Chinuch. There's not a moment in life that you're being Mashki in the house that's not Chinuch. It's Chinuch, and that's what's Mashpia. That's Mashpia, the whole tone of Chinuch in the house. How much love, how much thought, how much care, how much everything. Everything that's being done in the house, Be'etzim, is Geher to the Sugi of Chinuch. Let's go weiter tonight. Within this Kesher Kloli, within this, we call it the framework of the house, of the Kesher and Avneim, the first layer, like we said, is Ava. That's probably the most basic. And it's Mamash, it should be like when you wake up your kid in the middle of the night, when he thinks of the first Muska Rishon, he thinks of a father and mother, first seer should see a loving parent. That's the Aleph. There's tons of other Pratim. Yavada, we say, we talk to them about all kinds of other things. The Ava is the first thing. Oyev, a doyig. The second nekuda that we want to talk about is giving kavod. A child, again, a parent, provides for the kiyum. He's mevi'a lo'ilam hazeh, he provides for the kiyum of the child. Part of Bavani Vakim is giving him Ava, giving him Ava. The second Nakuda is giving him Kavod. I want to shtel avek a little bit this Nakuda. We spoke about this guy last year. It's a big Yisoid, and anyone understands that, anything about a person. There's two parts of a person. There's the physical chelik of the mention. There's the nefesh, the nefesh. There's the guf and the nefesh. Azoivi the guf, azoivi the body has needs, the nefesh has needs. The body needs to eat, to drink, needs to be cleansed. Cleansed from the outside, cleansed from the inside, has to go to the bathroom, has to be washed. The body has its, needs to be protected from weather elements, but the nefesh also has needs. And two, there are many protim in the needs, but the two basic needs for a nefesh, the nefesh, the chilik of the nefesh in a human being is ahava and kavod. Those are the two things that come out every nefesh does need. Every nefesh, every human being needs that to order his nefesh, that's what it allows to be. He needs to be loved, and he needs to be nechshav. He needs to get kavod. Kavod is a basic tzarech of a human being. I've talked to Marich now, Rikos, what kavod is. It's a dua that Alta Zlobotka said. The Lu Yitzur, there would be a human being that wouldn't get any kavod, he would cease to exist. If you wouldn't be able to give kavod, kavod is a basic recognition that I'm worth something. What does it mean I'm worth something? I'm worth something. What I have to offer, my personality, my opinion, my deis, my talents, the choshev. Every person needs that. He needs to know that he takes place, that he's worth something. This is a different nekuda than ava. And this is what I want to shtolevek tonight. There's a whole second part of parenting that parents have to give their children kavod. They have to mechabed their children. And here also we're going to find there's going to be two dinim in this. First of all, there's a separate, it's a kiyum b'fnei atzma, just like he needs portions of ava pasha to be a healthy human being. And the ava also affects the whole kolius relationship, those two dinim we said before. But kavod is the same thing. A child pasha, he needs kavod, he needs someone to give him kavod. The parents should be the first ones to give him kavod. They need to be the ones who give him kavod. He needs to get kavod. But also, secondly, the kavod is going to affect the whole kesher of how the child views his parents. I'm hearing divrei chinuch from someone who's mechabed me or someone who's not mechabed me. Let's shtelevek a little bit. What is kavod? And what's the difference between a little bit kavod and how you show off and kavod? First of all, when we're giving kavod, kavod, ava, is a regish of ava, is a feeling that I love you. It's not based on who you are, it's not based on what you're doing, like we saw the last week from Chazal. That's ava she'in etluya b'davar. The whole word of ava is that the parent, that the child should think, and the child should feel that my father loves me, my mother loves me, no matter what I do. And love means he loves, cares. Cares means spending money. Cares means if someone's hurting me or someone's starting up with me, I'm going to go through anything in the world to stop that. That's all care. There's nothing to do covet. You didn't show any covet by doing that. That's love. It's love, care, concern. You gave the child tremendous amount of love. Covet is something else. Covet is chashivas. There are many parents who, they give a lot of love to children. But they overlook and they don't realize the importance of giving them chashivas. Many children, they felt loved. Some people didn't feel loved by their parents. That's also another subject. Okay, that last week a little bit. But there are many children who felt loved by their parents, but they didn't feel that they had any, they were valued by their parents. They didn't feel they got chashivas. Chashivas is in two steps. First of all, chashivas means, that's a metzias of the person. When I'm around, does that mean something to you? Again, when I come home and tell me the bully in the yeshiva beat me up, you're going to go after him again. When I'm around, do you give attention? Do you notice I'm around? Do you notice when the child comes into the room? Do I notice? Does it take a marker? You know. The more you machshav a person, the more you take him, the more you notice. If your chavrus is very chash to you, when he walks in, he'll give him notice. Some people, when their chavrus walks in, they're still looking at the Gemara. He feels like he didn't show up, he didn't register that he showed up. He didn't give him chashivas. Chashivas, the Aleph Beis chashivas is when the person comes in. If a Rosh Eli is walking on the other side of the Beis Medrash, you probably notice. You'll see in a second. You'll hear something about. First chashivas is the fact that he's around. He's here. when he walks into the room, does that mean something to you? It's chashivas of the, this is what we call attention, basic attention. This is a basic level of chashivas. One of the most basic things in the children, besides ava, he wants in the parent is that my existence here in this room, in this second, makes a difference to you. You have attention. In Hebrew, they call it tsumi. They call it attention. Tsumi slave, tsumi slave. The more you machshav a person, the more you push to pay attention to him. The aleph base is that he's here. This is the first level. The second level, and this is sometimes even more lacking, and it's another second step, is that you not only machshav his existence, you machshav his actions, his talents, and he has what to offer. Again, this has nothing to do with Ava. It's a whole second word. It's a seitzveit word. The child, he says something. Do you weigh it? Do you take it into account? Do you listen to what he's saying? The child will make something. Are you machshav it? Now, some people say, of course. How much are you machshav it? How much are you machshav what he made? Eventually, as the child goes older, he could do a lot more things. The child could sometimes sing. The child sometimes has a netiyah to something interesting, a hobby. As he gets older, you see this is extremely hard teenagers, they start saying a lot of things, a lot of opinions. How much you machshiv, what he says. Sometimes you have more talented children and less talented children. Sometimes naturally you have a child with a bigger balkishrin, and you machshiv that child much more, and the other one you're not so much machshiv. What happens? The child's not getting covered from you. I'm showing you about the sugyas, we're going to a little bit talk about how to build it, but these are the sugyas of covered. This is the second step, the second category, the second part of the kesher klali that has to exist from the parent to the child. Our relationship with our children has to be filled with covered. Has to be filled with covered. Let's talk about a little bit how to develop this, and we'll see how much the nafkamina is of this. The first thing we said is, first thing starts with paying attention. Paying attention, again, is giving children space. Giving children attention in the room when they come and they tell you and they have and they hold the whole shtekach Torah. That's the, I'm talking about in the shpach of teenagers, little kids, it's not shtekach Torah, but they're telling you a whole story and this and that. How much do you listen? Do you hear them out? This is the first level of COVID. It's not being machshiv their actions. Poshut, just giving them the time of day, giving them... Included in this, I'm saying a lot of protein, but included in this is giving each child special time. This is a shame everyone will be zeich here to have many children. And as you have more and more children, it's hard to give each one time. It's hard to give each one time. And they start, they have a feeling that they don't have their own space. To give each one time, halavai, it's one of the best thing in the world, to be able to find time that you spend specific time with each kid. Halavai, you can go for walks every once in a while. Again, this is not always... You have to find a way to do this. They go for walks every once in a while to spend specific time specifically with each kid. This is part of COVID. It's not. Do you give me attention? Do you pay attention to me as an individual? This is step Aleph. Step A is being machshiv, like I said, machshiv their actions. And this we really have to work on ourselves. We have to really work on ourselves because we don't have time and we don't really... What a child has to offer many times is not so chashuv to us. But we have to realize that it's our child. And this is the beginning of a product of a person who obviously has tremendous, every human being has a lot what to offer, has a lot what to contribute. And the child has to feel that we feel he contributes. Those who have been around the Vana for a few years, we've spoken about this many times, you have to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter, it's one of the biggest ploim, when they say this of Yiddishkeit, the Eibishter says, that when me and you do mitzvahs, we contribute to him. Tnu ois lelekim, tnu ois lelekim. Chazal say, tnu ois lelekim, kozman, shata oisim b'tzayne shalmokam atam mesifim gvura lepamal yishmael. You're doing life something. You're contributing something. Then I feel chashiv. I feel like I'm doing something. I'm not just doing something. I'm just doing something for nothing. I'm doing something. The child has to feel that we actually get a geschmack from what he says. If I go to my son and I say, you know, I had a big suffix, I had to learn toises yesterday, I want to hear what you have to say. That's chashivas. It's chashivas. If at the Shabbos table, when it's saying a Dvar Torah, it's a major word. We could talk about the Shabbos table a long time, but one of the disasters of the Shabbos table that most people, it's a one-man show. It's a one-man show. It's you and it's all about you. Do you even hear? Ask a question. Stop and listen to what they go over. I go over to each kid and ask them, what do you think about this? What do you think? I want to hear what you have to think. I want to hear what your individual thought process has to do. Obviously, after they say, after they have to deal with it, when they talk about complimenting, criticism, himshech, mimachshiv their opinion. Mimachshiv their opinion. How far does this go? Machshiv their opinion, machshiv their talents. And if you see a kid likes writing, help him, mashkiyim. When a conscious of kid likes singing, give him money to work on his singing, v'chuli, anything that he likes, show him chashiv, show that it means something to you. Show him that it means you value his talents, you value what he has to offer. You value his thought process, his talents. Arich ladvor magim, it's more the gezach. Seems to me, kama noshim gedolim, they held, when you make decisions in life, many times we have to make decisions that are geared to, you're supposed to ask the child for his opinion. Make a decision which yeshiva, ketana to send him to. Make yeshiva, which yeshiva is ketana to go to. You make a decision, you want to move neighborhoods. You're supposed to ask your children? What do you think? The last many dilemma was, yeah, you're supposed to ask your children. You're supposed to ask your children. The Gemara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash, the Pasuk, Nasa Odom, B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Medrash state as a Beishas Rav. B'Shosh HaYemoshiv Koysev Esatoru. Kiven shegiel apostik zesh and emar vayoyim elikim nase odom bitzalmenu kidmuseinu. The loshen nase is the loshen rabim. We are going to create odom. Amol afanam. Moshe bin Azok to the Ebeshter. Ribbono shel Olam. Ma ata noisin pischin pelim inim. You're even a mokum litis. Esma. Loshen tamiya. What are you writing here? Amol iksoiv. The Ebeshter says, you write. Do that. You write. I write a litis yitich. Someone wants to make a toys yitis. Images is Mazda, so what's the chat? Om Lekadish Boch, Moshe. Odom Azesha Barosi, Odom Rishon, the mensch. Loi Gdoilim Vekanim Animaimin Mimenu. I want this Odom to have Hemshech Adur, there's going to be Gdoilim and Ketanim, they're going to be, come out of this Odom Rishon. Shim Yovai Hagodo Lito Lushus Minakotan Mimenu. If there's going to be a decision that a Melech has to make, that a Rosh Hashiva has to make, that a parent in a house has to make. He's going to say, do I have to ask Rishus from the people under me? What should I state there? They're going to tell him. Learn from the Ebeshter. You're greater than the Ebeshter. Shehu boras al yoyne v'tachtoynim kivun shebo livri as ha'odom nimlach b'malachi ha'shori. He was Nimlach by Malach Yasharis. The Eibishter, he took counsel with Malach Yasharis. What's the shot? It's the same Eibishter who says that we add something to him. The godless of the Eibishter, that when he created this world, he gave a mokim for the Elyonim, for the Tachtoinim. Part and parcel of what the Tachtoinim have to feel is they have to feel they have a Sheiches to the Gedolim. And part and parcel they have to feel is that you're being Machshiv with them. Now, if you make decisions in life and you say, Be'etzem, or you either say it outright or you say it silently, it really doesn't make a difference what you think. So the child feels that when it comes to big decisions, I have no say, I have nothing. But if you take counsel with the child, this is Arechen Bar Magiyim, he feels Choshev now. Does it mean you have to listen really to him? At the end of the day, you have to Vada Mimachashev with him. But you have to Machriya him when you locked off. We're not like this. No, Dafka, your taka more worked out than him. Your opinion taka means more than him. Doesn't mean he shove it to you. But it means to be nimble. My mom was a friend of Amnosis. He was a mumchetis. He was from the Gdoili Ador being Shalitza. He always, Shalitza, 99% of the time he did what he wanted to do. 99% of the time he did what he wanted to do. But he was unbelievable. And he being nimlach bektanim, he used to ask all kinds of people, what's your opinion? What's this? What's that? And he did what his achra was. But he was mechriya. This is something you should do. A parent, be'etzem, should show his child that it's choshev to him, his opinion. At the end of the day, after he hears his opinion, most of the times, many of the times, lav dafka, he understands. Are we mischashiv? And it has to be real, obviously. It has to be mischashiv with the person's opinion. Sometimes the daka could have something to add. Daka. And you have to at least hold that way, if not, you're not going to be machshiv. This is the kuda of, this is the second thing, being machshiv, him, his day, his actions. What's the nafkamina of this sugya? What's the nafkamina of this sugya? Where do you see it show its face? So, we just spoke about, again, a person needs COVID. If he's not going to get COVID, his parents are the first people, they're the most basic people, they're the people who mean the most to him. If he's not going to get COVID from them, where is he going to get COVID from? Tzveitens, we said before, that when you mechabed him, so then he's hearing divrei chinuch from someone who's machshev him. It's a totally different hashpah of a chinuch. Someone who's not machshev him, why should I listen to what he says? He loves me, of course, they say. Every parent loves. It's not enough. It's not enough for a person that my parent loves me. Is he machshev me? If he's not machshev me, it's very hard for me really to take seriously what he says. But there's a whole bunch of nakuda here. There's a whole bunch of nakuda. See how much time we have? Two more nakudas. I'm going to open up the psalms. It's late in the Kuda, it's in the Gea, Meshach Shaychit here. The parents, our job as a parent, spoken about this a few times, we're extremely influential on the binyan of the Adam. How much covered, how much self-respect this human being is going to have, our Yankala, our Rochel is going to have in life, is totally 100% on us. This is a tesefis to what we spoke about last week and this week. There's a musig in life, it's a musig of every human being, of muskul rishon. What's my first instinct? Me and you, we each have different views. Me and Mayor, we have different opinions on music, different opinions on what's the most geshmak rishon to learn. What's your muskul rishon? What is your natural tendency? Do you like asparagus? Do you like potatoes? Everybody has a different thing. Everybody has a different thing. They're more scared of it. One is muskul rishon. Where does a person muskul rishon come to life? Where does muskul rishon come? Doik v'teshkach. I don't know how much could say how strong to say the numbers. But roiv for sure, roiv of personal muskul rishon come from his parents. Roiv of the foods that a child likes is the things that his mother liked. Roiv, if in the house do you love music, so then they like music. What's the yachas to Rabbonim? What's the yachas to the President of the United States today? Your kids, they hear you often, and even more important, you're the basic, you're the starting point of everything for them, you're the rishis for them. We are mashpia, our kids in our hands are like mamish, like silly putty. We create who they are. We let them define for our child who they are. How much simcha sachaim does a human being have? My uncle, how much simchas chaim is going to have? I'm talking about before he. How much simchas chaim? It's very much tali on how much av he got as a child. How much self-respect does he have? How much self-esteem? One of the biggest sugyas we've been in the past 20 years in the world. We're talking about self-esteem. How much self-esteem does he have? It's tali how much covet he got as a kid, as a child. These two sugyas we spoke about these past 2 weeks. The sugya of how much ava, how much constant ava, concern and warmth is he getting from his child, are not only gonna be mashpia and his zaita goyfin, they're gonna be mashpia and as a person, how much, in other words, say in another nusach, how does he look at himself? Is he a loved individual? Is he a respected individual? What's that tali on? Tali on his yachas and his parents. What's the first thing? What does he see every day? And who's the base? The answer is his parents, I'm going to be that 100%. He's going to come 20 days later, he's going to go into an elephant shear, and an elephant shear is going to say, for you, it's pasnish to look at that in the internet. Pasnish, that's what he's going to tell him. Pasnish, you're holding hard, your self-respect. He's going to say, I'm sorry. But me pasnish anything, because I feel like a piece of dirt. Why is that telly? Why is that telly on? What is it telly if he feels like a piece of dirt? It feels like something that, a dorach hashiv. It's telly how his mother and his father looked at him when he was young. Come on, 99% of the time. How much simcha sachayim, how much ayin toiv? Certain people are simcha, full of simcha. They're full of ayin toiv, they're upbeat people. Many, many times there's a people who, they were from Mali, they got ava. They got Ava, they were loved individuals. So I'm a loved individual, I'm a happy individual, I'm a Geshmak Azach, I'm a Choyim. So I also, that's what goes in him. In other words, we create the basic self-image of a child in all areas, just like whether he likes pizza or he likes steak more. It's also telling us, it's like milk, it's like healthy things doesn't, it's totally very much on what his parent did. What he views himself, who he is. Self-esteem, self-confidence is going to be totally next week. We'll talk about that, how much trust you have. Confidence is nochazach. Of his self-esteem, how much do I look at myself, respect individual? Do I say, it's a pasnish for me to eat like this with my hands? You try to tell a person when he's 25, pasnish. You can't argue with that thing. Some people feel it's pasnish, some people feel it's pasnish. You tell a person, it's a pasnish to drink from a bottle like this in the middle of the street. That tells me it does, yeah. If you, it doesn't pass, it does. Who decided that? Who decided how much self-respect the person has? And where does he get the self-respect? He gets how much COVID he was given by his parents, because that's how he views himself. This is a whole new insight into the sugi that we're talking about. We're talking about the kesher klali that a father and a mother have to a child. And we're saying this is going to be mashpia on the etzim, the reishis, who they are, how they view themselves. I want to figure out with the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina, which is a sikum and everything we're speaking about tonight. One more extra nekuda. Is a mission in Ovis. The mission of a state. Hu yoimer, perk dal, mission gimel. Hu yoimer, ben zoimer. Ben zoimer yoimer. Al ti buzz le kol adam. So you've covered what we're talking about. Al ti buzz le kol adam. You should never be buzz any person. You think a person's worth nothing. He's a buzzy. No. She'en lecha adam, she'en leisha. There's no person who doesn't have a time. Doesn't have a moment. Doesn't have a time. Buzz up the Rambam. Maybe in his Kamat says the same as that thing. The Rambam says like this. It's not possible that there's not a person who has Epis Amayel. It's not possible a person doesn't have Epis Vastatuftan. Bozi Be'etzim is saying you're worth nothing. You're worth nothing. You're irrelevant. You're totally irrelevant. Zokt Ben Zoyma Ein Lecha Adam Shein Lesha. But how does the Rambam say this? This Diyak is worth Milyonim. Rambam says, the person can either be a Toyeles or do a Hezek. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, when he was saying, Ein Lecha Adam Mishallah, Dafka doesn't mean that he has a positive Toyeles. He could also be a Mazik. He could either be a Boine, a Moisef, a Boine, or a Mazik. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam means these are two sides of the same coin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every human being that he can make a nafkamin in the world. He wouldn't be created if he doesn't. He has what to offer. He has what to make an impact. But a person has two ways to make an impact. He can make an impact in a positive way. If he doesn't make an impact in another way, he's going to make a mark. He's going to make impact in a negative and destructive way. There's two ways. A human being needs COVID. In our sugya again, we as parents have to give our children COVID, for you said, for so many reasons tonight. He needs the COVID pasha to feel like a human being. He needs COVID to build him. He needs COVID that he should listen to us, because only if we treat him as a mechubadik person, we're treating him as ba'etzem an adam. Well, what happens when you don't give a COVID? There's another big nafkamina. When you don't give proper COVID to children, what they do is they have to gain their COVID. They have to get COVID from somewhere. They're not getting from the parents, it's the basic place they have to get COVID. So where can they get COVID from? The answer is they got to start making problems. They have to make problems. It's called golden life. Yeshiva also is like this. If I'm not going to get recognized, I'm not going to get COVID gets him, it's giving the person mokim, giving the person with the person that's over intervention. So that, I'm going to be mazik. It was a big Pesach into a lot of sugis of chinuch. A lot of sugis of chinuch when a kid starts acting up in yeshiva at home, it's because there's a lack of COVID. You're being bozloy, and he has what to offer. If you're not going to give him a venue to what he has to offer, if at home he doesn't feel your choshev, your machshev, his actions, what he really is, let's say he sings songs and he loves to sing songs, and at home by you it's only worth divrei Torah. Give him a moshel. So it's going to have to come out some way. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to have to find a way to make his mark. He's got to make his mark. He's got to find his cover. This is Hashalom Beto. We're speaking about tonight, Bechlal, Chashivas, of how basic cover is to a person. And this is another nafkamina. If we don't in the sugi of cover, the loisa says the bad parts that come out of it. If we don't, the child is going to tataka, find another way. Eitz Toivah is many times to find a way to give the person the kavod, give the proper kavod. Halavai will do the right job in the beginning, so we'll never have to come to the chilek of mazik. I'm sorry.